Hi, so I'm Chidi Aku, Marketing Manager at PSI Metals, and this is actually a special edition where we are discussing CO2 emissions tracking. And I have here our specialist, our expert in this topic, Martin Schlautmann, who happens to be a product manager at PSI Metals.
Hi, Chidi. It's a pleasure to be here in that talk.
It's a pleasure to have you, Martin. So basically, speaking about CO2 emissions tracking, where is this sudden need, this sudden demand for CO2 emissions tracking in metals production, and who's behind, or what is motivating this request for calculating CO2 emissions or tracking it?
Yeah, so it's not so sudden. You know, there is the COP21 Paris Agreement 2015, which is the basis for sure, yeah, that you have to document your decarbonization journey. And so there is a need for transparent calculation, tracking and reporting of CO2 equivalent or greenhouse gas emissions. Coming from the one hand, from the customer side, so the steel producers, aluminium producers are asked by their customers, especially the automotive industry, to give them information about the CO2 emissions of a coil which is supplied to an automotive producer, for example. And on the other hand, there are policy regulations which are driving this process also to document. For example, the EU, European Union, has implemented the emission trading system and also the carbon border adjustment mechanism to prevent carbon leakage across the border. And for that, the suppliers have to document the CO2 emissions on these products which they want to supply to the EU, for example. And these are the two main drivers of these CO2 emission tracking and documentation.
All right. So in terms of the tracking and, I guess, calculating these, which I guess definitely means calculating these emissions, is what are the accounting frameworks that are being used in these calculations of CO2 emissions? Mm.
Yeah, we basically distinguish two kinds of accounting and calculation frameworks. One is related to the corporate or project level, and the other to the piece and product level. So, and for each, there are several ISO standards already established for the corporate carbon footprint and also for the product carbon footprint tracking. And beneath that, there are several regulations also relating to the greenhouse gas protocol, corporate standard, and also for the product lifecycle accounting. And also for, especially for the steel makers, there are other ISOs dealing with the life cycle inventory for steelmaking, and also dealing with the special routes or the main routes of steelmaking, like the blast furnace BOF route, the scrap electric arc furnace route, and the DRI electric arc furnace route.
Okay, great. Could you tell our viewers, Martin, could you basically tell them the features and functions, the important features and functions of product carbon footprint tracking by PSI Metals?
Yeah, in the PSI Metals approach, we stick to the product carbon footprint tracking. So that means that we start for each piece of material with the charging of the raw materials, go via the different production steps up to the final shipment of the product to the customer. That is what we call the cradle-to-gate tracking of the PCF data. And we believe at PSI Metals that these PCF data are treated in future like today's quality data. So we are really checking them also during production towards tolerances. And then we can give the PCF data, like other quality data, to the product pass, which is then passed to the customer. And that is why we implemented that in our quality process snapshot approach, which is really for each process step collecting all the relevant data for quality, and in our case now also for the PCF, which are the material weight, the cutted pieces of scrap, the energy consumption, the natural gas consumption, the direct emissions, which is maybe measured, and so on. And then from these data, there are rules to calculate the PCF for this specific production step, as well as over all steps so far, so that I have really the aggregated amount of CO2 emissions for each step. And that's the approach which we follow with the quality management to calculate the PCF.
All right. I mean, those are great functions and features, if I do say so myself. So could you just tell me, Martin, or basically tell our viewers, what are the main advantages and benefits of, you know, using the product carbon footprint tracking by PSI Metals for our potential customers and our current customers?
Mm. Yeah, the big advantage is that the PSI Metals Manufacturing Execution System, the MES, usually knows about all relevant data of the PCF. So we have really to just straightforward configure some rules in the quality process snapshot, the characteristic data which are used for the calculations. But this is a very established technology which can easily, let's say, extend it to the PCF purpose. And on the other hand, we then can also use all these data which are stored in the database to make forecasts, predictions about PCF data for several types of products, several process steps, several lines which are involved in the production. So that is then the input for production planning and scheduling. So that means that we can already on the planning and scheduling level take into account the CO2 emissions of a final product, and we can steer the production by these what we call green KPIs, energy consumption, CO2 emissions, etc. And that in real time. So that means that the operator already at each stage of production knows about the PCF and he can react with countermeasurements if there is some trouble with some tolerances, for example. And these are the main advantages which he has. And on the other hand, we see this PCF calculation really as the basis for what we call here in Europe the green lead markets. So there are meanwhile established some standards to classify steel into several categories of green up to near zero. And the basis is really to have a reliable and verified calculation of these CO2 emissions per product. And that is really opening the door for the steel producers to participate in the green lead markets. That's for me the main advantage. And we see already from our customers the interest in this approach. So recently I was at the ASTEC in Columbus where I presented just this new feature of PSI Metals. And afterwards we had contact to US and Canadian steel producers who are really interested in this approach, which is going to automatic real-time calculation of PCFs because they currently do it, let's say, manually or offline, based on historic data. And that for sure is, as I already explained, a big step forward to come to a better steering of the production with less CO2.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Martin. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us. And so there you have it, folks. If you are looking to take a step towards your decarbonization journey and actually move from doing something manually to having it being done automatically for you, then product carbon footprint tracking by PSI Metals is definitely the way to go. So definitely get in contact with us and we will help you to take that step towards your decarbonization journey, towards the right direction, towards a progressive future, definitely with metals production. So get in contact with us today. Step on it.